times, cause I get a good feeling. It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Happy Monday. It's Moose and it's Breezy. 585-252-9800. Hit us up.
Good morning. How's everyone's weekend? What are we doing this week? What's the 411?
What is the 411?
Tell us everything.
You know, my boss and his wife did come over Saturday night to my parents for dinner.
How did that go?
Nothing really crazy to report. I stopped by. I had dinner with them. It was a nice evening.
Were you allowed in?
Yeah. I mean, I rang the doorbell. Nobody answered.
Or
what's that?
Did you get any content? Or
I tried. Nothing really crazy happened. It was just a nice evening, and you know, we talked, shared some laughs. Yeah, kind of boring. I know. I was hoping someone was going to flip a table, but.
It could have been you.
It was just a lot.
You had to commit to the bit.
It was a lot of food, Breeze.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it always is.
Well, do you know when you remember when you came over to my parents?
Yeah.
Think of that times 10.
Seven fishes in the middle of October. I love it. Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad that happened. So we're not getting fired?
No. When I left, I told my dad. I was like, you got to negotiate my contract here for me. And I was out the door.
He's like, I'm not going to do that. So thank you so much.
But for the most part, the vibes are up. It's the start of a good week. 74 for the high today. It's going to be almost 80 tomorrow, you guys. In October, Bills won 34-10 yesterday. So we're off to a good start, if you ask me.
I know. I'm excited. I'm going on the boat. I literally was watching our boy, Richie Rich. And tomorrow... He says it's going to be on Tuesday, it's going to be 80, like you said. The last recorded time of it being this hot at this period of October was recorded 82 back in 1929.
Insane.
I can't believe they have that information just like laying around in a book somewhere.
Oh, they got the almanac.
For sure. All right. What are our friends doing? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. We had a wonderful time at the Gananda Rotary Haunted House and Hayride. We got the house winterized yesterday, and I'm going to relax and enjoy our Indian summer. I don't know what that means. Hopefully, everyone has a great, safe day. That's Amy from SOTUS. Love her.
Amy from SOTUS.
Absolutely love her.
What is Indian summer? That's like isn't that just like a really warm summer? I think, yeah, it's like a mild weather in late autumn. That's what that
means. Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely going to be today for sure.
Yeah.
Excited for that. Who else is here? Melissa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because of the weather. It has me in my good vibes. And I'm heading to Costco after work.
Hell yeah.
Oh, love that. I also want to go to Costco.
The Halloween / Christmas vibes are high in Costco right now.
Yes.
Get after it.
And who else is here? Taylor's here.
What's up, Taylor?
Taylor says, feeling good after this weekend. I went for a hike yesterday, and I feel it in my ass this morning.
Yeah. Tell me about it. My calves are on fire. I'm feeling it.
Went to Bristol yesterday.
Chairlift?
Absolutely best day to go, hands down. Did the chairlift up, did the walk down. I would argue that walking down a hill is harder than walking up. A lot more quad work.
You gotta really.
A lot more quad work.
A lot of self-control there.
Especially given the fact that these hills are ungroomed. There's wetness, snakes. Lot of different debris around, potholes. You need to be super, super hyper aware. So did that yesterday, watched the Bills game, and went to my first murder mystery party on Saturday.
I was going to ask, where was it?
Sonnenberg Gardens in Canandaigua.
So what do you do when you're at the murder mystery? Is it a dinner?
No. Oh. So it was my friend's 30th birthday. We've all bought tickets to go to this thing at Sonnenberg. And I'm not going to lie, the Sonnenberg portion of it was a little underwhelming. It was basically a play. a whodunit play.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I thought it was like I was invited to a...
It's not an escape room.
I was invited to a murder mystery dinner last week, and it was like an interactive thing. This was not interactive. This was just like, hey, watch this and then figure it out. And then they didn't even say who it was at the end. I'm like, I want my money back, honestly.
They didn't tell you who... Nothing.
I had to ask the usher. I was like, so who did it? I was like, well...
That's up for interpretation.
I'm like, okay. Anyways, but it was fun. We all dressed up. My mom was in her flapper dress.
I find a sense of laziness that comes with that. When you don't come to a conclusion like, hey, who did it? Well, that's up for the audience. I was like, you lazy bastard.
Well, they like had it, but they didn't say it. I'm like, why are we all here? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Just
why are we all here?
So
if anyone that night was going to ask for their money back, it's going to be you.
It's going to be me for sure.
All right. Thank you guys so much for the vibes this morning. I'm trying to get a temperature gauge on the week here. A lot of people turned in their guns over the weekend. A lot of people. Just how many guns? Well, I'll tell you. You give me your semi-automatic, and I'll give you some cash. But how much cash? The Attorney General's Office came up with a plan to clean up the streets, and they did just that. They're trying to protect the community from gun violence. We'll tell you what happened Saturday and how well that went and how many people actually turned their guns in for cash. Coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. People turned in a total of 548 guns on, this was Saturday.
Really?
548 guns at Saturday's gun buyback program in Rochester, hosted by the New York State Attorney's General Office. And basically the deal was like, hey, we know there's a ton of guns on the street mm-hmm. right now. We're trying to clean it up. You bring your guns in, we'll give you cash. And community members turned in working and non-working guns in exchange for those, well, they say cash, but they're really prepaid gift cards. And they did this at the Church of Love Faith Center on Exchange Street. So the Attorney General's Office says the goal was to protect communities from gun violence. And I was like, well, listen, they've done this in the past. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 500 and almost 50 guns off the street. Then, yeah, kudos to you. So
were these guns that like worked or
working and non-working guns? So if you brought back a semi-automatic rifle, you're going to get $500 for that. You bring back a handgun, $250.
I brought in a water gun. I got $3.
$3 for a water gun, $75 per rifle or shotgun, and then $25 for a non-working replica, antique, homemade, or 3D printed gun.
Right.
So anyone bringing a homemade or 3D printed gun will be paid a total of $25 regardless of how many are turned in. You get $25 flat.
Flat.
But yeah, they did bring in some semi-automatic rifles. Well, like, we need those on the street. Of course not. So I think it was a total success. They're happy with the turnout and how many people came forward to actually turn those guns in. Almost 550 guns off the street. It was all around a success on Saturday.
I love.
Yeah, so they're looking to do possibly more of that in the future. When? Not sure yet, but hey, it worked. So
good stuff.
Get those prepaid gift cards.
Get those.
Making it rain with plastic.
Get those guns off the street. All right. Listen, I know. We're not even at Halloween or Thanksgiving yet, but I can't stop thinking about Christmas after what I saw yesterday on TikTok. There is a video circulating of a situation a woman found herself in.
Mm-hmm.
And after watching this video with my own two eyes, I absolutely need this one thing to protect myself from any future endeavors and something that's happened to me in the past. What happened? How can you keep yourself safe on the road? And what am I asking for Christmas?
Breeze, you already have brass knuckles, a stun gun, a taser, mace.
I know that.
You got one of those chains with the ball at the end with the spikes coming
out. I know that, but I'm telling you right now, this is going to be absolutely game-changing. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning
PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Happy Monday. Breezy swears by this. This is a must-have Christmas gift. Now, we're not trying to skip over Halloween, and I told her this. We're really jumping the gun here.
Or but, don't forget about the redheaded stepchild that is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we don't care about that. But
I do.
But you saw something that is a must-have. Is this something that is going to
protect, serve, and honestly make sure that you don't find yourself in a situation that you can't get out of?
Okay, so this is great for both men and women, children.
Yes, anybody who
has a heartbeat.
Anybody who can drive a vehicle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yesterday I was on the
You do have your license. Doesn't mean you can drive.
I know. We'll get into all that and so much more in just a little bit here. But I was on TikTok yesterday, and there's this video circulating that has gone viral of a dash cam. It's a woman, random woman with a dash cam, and she is on a highway, give a 490, a 590, a 390, whatever. And traffic's moving at a pretty steady pace. A car cuts in front of her, brake checks her. She brakes, does not hit the car. The car in front of her wanted her to hit them.
Really? Oh, is this the woman that was on the phone with her husband? Or like the silver Honda?
They didn't make contact. So the car that brake checked her and wanted them to rear end her, or wanted her to rear end them, just backs up into her car.
Right.
At full velocity.
Okay.
To stage an accident, essentially. Hey, she rear ended me. Four people get out of the car. Why is there four people in the car? There's actually a Kia in the back that picks up people. It's all an orchestrated insurance fraud scheme.
I see.
It's all orchestrated. It's all for the insurance fraud. It's all for this.
They put this woman's life at risk so they can possibly
get
some
out,
insurance
they're
money.
They're holding their neck.
Oh, my God. That's so
come on. Give me a break. So they come out, they all start taking pictures and videos of the license plate, all four of them. The woman's on the phone with her husband at the time of this incident, and it's all recorded on her dash cam.
She has everything.
So there's no mistaking, oh, she rear-ended us. And when they get out to take photos of the license plate, call the cops, all of the things, they notice, oh, shoot, she has a dash cam.
Yeah.
And it actually just recorded everything we did. And this is really not going to be good when this footage is out for everyone to see. That is law enforcement and everyone, the insurance company. So I started thinking, wow, not that I've ever been in a situation like this one specifically, but we know all the things that happen in this city when it comes to cars, carjackings, all of the insurance things that happen here.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, because I briefly shared this just a couple weeks ago, but I recently got a ticket from a camera speeding in a work zone. It's from, if you're heading 490 eastbound, it's kind of the Pittsford area.
Yeah.
They're working, they're doing a little bit of construction there. And there are signs that say work zone 1 mile ahead, double fines in work zone, things of that nature. And sometimes they're working, sometimes they're not. But the one thing, and if you have experienced this as well, 585-252-9800, call or text me. I have never, and I drive this nearly every day, never once have seen a sign of the speed reduction of what it is supposed to be. My rule of thumb is 10 under. So it's 65. I was caught doing 55, and they said it's a posted 40. There is no signs anywhere on that strip where the work zone is that it is 40. There is no signs whatsoever. And I drive it every single day. I have never once seen a posted 40. So I'm fighting the ticket. And I think if I had a dash cam to show my surroundings, I could send that in and be like, there is literally no sign that says 40. I've talked to handfuls of people about this. They also agree with me. There is no sign that says 40.
Mine came in the mail on Friday. So
you got one?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you really?
It says I was going 50 and I should have been going 40. And there's screenshots of my vehicle. I'm like, where?
But there mine is no...
Mine is in a different location.
Where?
See, mine is like, you know where I live. There's the 490 East to get on the on-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get off of it, you got to speed up to merge with traffic. Well, there's construction cones
there. Oh, because that area of 490 is 40 when you head into the city?
Right. It's right by this Freddie Sue.
Oh,
the bridge.
My God.
I'm looking at the photos yesterday because they sent it to my parents' house. And of course, my dad opens
He's
my mail.
Pissed.
My dad opens my mail. You know, not on purpose. We have the same first name.
That is tough.
But
you can imagine how hard.
Of course, he gets on my case. I'm like, listen, I'll handle it. But it's a $50 ticket.
I'm still fighting it. I don't care.
I'm like, you know, come to think of it, I don't remember seeing signs anywhere there that you have to go 40 in that construction zone area. Because I'm extremely cautious. We talk about it on the show all the time. I'm always on people's cases. If you see construction workers, you got to slow down.
Well,
because I've seen people just fly by doing 80 miles an hour.
Correct.
And these poor guys are on the side of the road working.
And they clocked me going 55. So I'm already down 10 because it's 65 there. It's 65 everywhere on 490 except for that little portion of the city that you're talking about. But I'm just bamboozled. And I think a dash cam would do wonders, not just for this insurance fraud scheme that these clowns were running, but also this. Like, I mean, our intern Hannah's here, and you live right by there, and you obviously are a very cautious driver because you are scared of everything, but have you ever seen a 40 sign?
Yeah, you go to Nazareth.
She lives right off the exit.
Yeah, you do.
And there's no way.
Any Uber driver that I've gotten into in the last couple months, they all have the dash cams. Because you got to be safe. We've heard what's been going on with Uber drivers and taxi drivers. They got to protect themselves. A majority of them, they all have a dash cam. And they should. They want to know exactly what's going on with their passengers, the people in front of them, the rear view, everything. I think it's...
not cheap.
It's a good purchase. What is it, like $300?
Yeah, this one's this one's 300, this one's 350. I guess you can get one for 50. Yeah. Listen, I just think that you got to stay ready. And if the government wants to come after you and say you were speeding when there's clearly no marked signs, that's where I take issue. No, I'm pissed.
I don't know if it's the government.
New York State, whatever.
Yeah, it's not the government. Oh, yeah.
Kamala, we need to talk.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, there you have it.
You got to get a dash cam for Christmas.
Get that dash cam. Stay safe out there.
98PXY.
At what age are hickeys no longer okay? When you just say, okay, enough is enough. I'm 40.
they become a little unprofessional at times.
Right.
Sure.
Is it cool to be walking around the office with a hickey? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to say it's probably a bad look unless you own a number of turtlenecks.
Very embarrassing.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What a great question, though. All right, let's break it down. Take a listen to this. Hi, guys. Can you please share this, but do not say my name. I was seeing a guy for a very short amount of time, and last Thursday night, we went on a date. Afterwards, we started kissing. And next thing I know, he's attacking my neck. He just started sucking on my throat and ended up leaving a massive hickey. I had to go into work on Friday, and even with all the foundation I put on, you could still see it. I even had a coworker comment on it. It was beyond embarrassing. What is wrong with people? And why would someone who's 34 still think it's okay to give someone a hickey? Now I have to go to the gym. I have to go to work. I have to visit family, etc., with a hickey on my neck. And I'm just so turned off. Anyone who gives you a hickey that is over 16, it's an automatic breakup. Please spread the word. All right. I can't say her name, but she's pissed.
She's absolutely shaking pissed. So,
was the last? How old were you? Because we know you're 30 now.
Yeah.
Last hickey you got?
I mean, more recent than you think. I hate it.
I'm assuming it's in a place we can't see.
No.
Where?
It was on my neck.
When?
I mean, I do a very good job at hiding them. I mean, I would never, ever... I was actually really pissed. I was shaking pissed, if I'm being honest.
When?
I was like, are you... This was like a month ago, maybe.
Oh.
And I was like, ugh.
Oh, gosh.
Don't do that.
Is the
don't do that. And then I had to tell everyone I burnt myself with my hair straightener. Classic.
It's never the hair straightener. Anyone know if that spoon trick still works?
No, it doesn't, because I tried it.
What do you do? You freeze a spoon?
You put the spoon in the freezer, and then you wait till it gets cold, and then you take the spoon in a circular motion.
Right. When I was 18 in high school, I accidentally gave my girlfriend a hickey, and her father had words with me. And he goes, listen, I also was 18 once, but never again, young man. You keep it in your pants, and I don't want to have this conversation again.
So
and I said, yes, sir. But in my defense, your daughter initiated it.
Right, of course. So I'm sure that's exactly what he wanted to hear.
It was your daughter.
I was 18. No, I was 17. And same situation. But mine was a little different because nobody knew I was hooking up with anyone, especially girls.
Oh, especially, yeah.
So I show up to a pancake breakfast fundraiser with a neck brace on. And they're like, what happened? I was like, I fell. Like, it literally looked like I was mauled.
I was pushed down the steps.
I was wearing turtlenecks for weeks. It was literally August.
Who did that to you?
It's not worth mentioning.
They did some serious damage. You had to go to a pancake.
It was a crime of passion.
You had to go to a pancake breakfast
with a neck brace. I was slinging flapjacks with a neck brace. My parents were like, what happened?
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't know.
Let's go to our intern, Hannah. Hi, Hannah. All right, so you're 21, you're in college, you're probably getting all hot and heavy. All right, let's not get
heavy
creepy.
Heavy petting.
Tell me your thoughts on hickeys. Go.
I'm so anti-hickey. I don't want to go to class and see bruises all over your neck.
It's trashy.
It's just trashy. I knew this one girl whose neck was like literally black and blue. Yeah. Not covering it up at all. Just going to class without any foundation, without any turtlenecks. I was like, oh my God, guys. Like, I can't believe this happened.
Tell me about the first time you had sex without telling me about the first time you're having
sex.
Wait,
she wanted people to see.
She wanted people to say.
It was so weird. And she came up to me and I had to be like, are you okay? I thought she was injured. I was
You thought she was a DV victim.
Yeah, I was like, let's talk about this. And she's like, okay, let's. No, that's not what I meant. Disgusting.
Oh my God.
When's the last time you got a hickey, Hannah? Go.
Barely when I was like 17. And then my mom saw it and she had to talk to me about my choices.
Nothing's more uncomfortable than that. Listen, if you get a hickey past the age of 22, it's just a massive inconvenience.
It's definitely an inconvenience because there are some people like Hannah's friend over there that. It's a badge of an honor. They don't want to hide it. Let's go over to Licky.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say Licky.
Where is your mind right now?
Let's go over to Lori. let's go over to Licky. Lori says hickeys are never okay. They're the fastest way to possibly look trashy.
Mm-hmm.
I asked at what age is it no longer acceptable to give or receive a hickey, and Nicole just replied with, the age where you get a job. So, yeah, 16. My boyfriend and I are both 29. We've been together for a year. Age does not matter. For me, it's a matter of marking my territory, and I could care less if my boyfriend gives me a hickey. I wear it proudly, and so does he. You're so full of crap. Marking your territory.
I hate that.
It sounds like you're a little insecure.
This person says, it's never acceptable. They are trashy and absolutely disgusting. Hickey on the neck past 16, yucky. However, hickey somewhere hidden that only me and him can see, kind of hot.
Yeah, the back of the knee.
Oh, God.
So when I was 20, I had to do a club night with the radio station. You know, I was hanging banners. I was part of promotions team.
Yeah.
And I ended up, this girl at the club in the DJ booth gave me a massive hickey. Well, long story short, that night, the van gets broken into at the radio station.
Classic.
Well, who do they send to go talk to the police? So I got to talk to the police, and I got this giant hickey
on
my neck.
The guy choked me out. I don't know.
Yeah, so embarrassing. And they commented on it. What happened to your neck? I was like, I don't
remember her name.
I don't know. What am I going to say? Oh, I don't know. I burnt it on a cigarette. It was just so embarrassing because I was pissed that she did that. But young and dumb, 20 years old, what are you going to do? Oh, and Doug says it doesn't matter what age you are. Just be grateful if you're a man that any woman would be willing to do that to you. Must be nice.
Oh, not the must be nice guy. Rick, there's plenty of options for you. Plenty of fish.
Doug.
Only.
Doug.
Douglas,
good luck out there, buddy. There's, like Breezy says, there's someone for everyone. And just so we all know, we're all in agreement that hickeys are totally trashy. Yes?
Disgusting.
Keep it in your pants or in your mouth.
Oof. Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98.9X.
I didn't realize just how popular this was until a couple years ago. Our coworker said, my daughter absolutely loves Legos. And he was right. A lot of people love Legos. So much so that this weekend was the grand opening of Bricks Rock in Fairport. So this business is the brainchild of a husband and wife team. And this has been a long time coming. Their Lego store finally open. Kendall, the wife, has been working with Legos for 8 years now and has always loved them. So much so that she went on to open up a store, and it's in Fairport. It's gorgeous. It's right on Whitney Road.
I bought a Lego set a couple weeks ago.
Did you do it?
Yeah, like, you know, I'm an F1 fan. I like Formula Racing. And there was a car that I haven't opened the box yet, but I'm like, yeah.
You'll do it and put it on display for sure, though.
Well, you know, for a lot of even adults, too, I feel like Legos is very therapeutic.
Right.
You know, some people do crosswords. Some people do puzzles.
Sudoku. Yeah,
The Lego thing is fun. It's awesome. And where is this store?
This is in Fairport, right on Whitney Road. So you can go check it out. So essentially at Bricks Rock, it's partially retail, partially an event space. So the retail, you can go buy anything Lego there, new sets, old sets, individual pieces, things of that nature. They also have a build your own mini figurine bar, which is really cool. We should go there and do that. And then they can also hold events where you can do private parties in the back room. Businesses can hold happy hours, things of that nature. It looks really, really cool. Just the love for Legos bringing people together in the village of Fairport.
Love that.
To see it.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome place to check out. Maybe they'll even start doing birthday parties.
Yeah, that's what they have in the back room there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming up on the show, Kim is in a dilemma at home. She wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter to be vegan, and her husband, on the other hand, is not having it. He's completely against it for a number of reasons. How does a couple manage to compromise on something like this? I don't know. I'm not trying to throw shade at our listener, Kim, but I just feel like these are conversations that should be brought up before you get married. Would you agree 100% that this is maybe something the 7-year-old daughter should decide for herself? Is she old enough? We'll dive into Kim's message for Parental Confidential next on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy, 74 for the high today, you guys. And yes, the sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful start to the week. And if you want your shot at $5,000, all you got to do is download that free Odyssey app and log in and listen to PXY mornings or PXY for an hour each day. And you are automatically entered into that national contest to get that money.
I love to see it. Who wouldn't want $5,000?
You got that right, Breeze. Well, I would imagine this is something that could absolutely put a wedge into a relationship. Kim wrote in and wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter to be vegan, but her husband is absolutely against it. And it doesn't sound like her daughter has a choice just yet, but have any of you listening ever been in a dilemma similar to the one Kim is in? 585-252-9800. I don't know. It feels like this conversation should have been brought up years ago or maybe even before marriage, but, you know, what do I know?
Mm-hmm.
Kim says, hi, good morning. Quick message for Parental Confidential. I have a dilemma when it comes to wanting to raise our 7-year-old daughter vegan while my partner is against it. I'm not okay with buying or preparing meat. And I thought I'd be okay with compromising and letting him feed our daughter animal products as long as I didn't know about it. But since it came up, it's become an issue, and I no longer feel this way. I would like to raise her vegan. My partner is not vegan or vegetarian. He's Hispanic, and he says I'm taking away from our daughter's culture by letting her have meals, by not letting her have meals his mother makes that are part of who he is. It's his culture.
Uh-huh.
And Kim says, I understand that. I understand where he's coming from. However, I eat his mother's meals just without the animal products. My partner can't get over it. He's making comments how he's going to sneak her away and get them McDonald's or a steak, and I just don't find it funny. In fact, I'm not quite sure, but it makes me panic and nauseated at the thought of someone feeding her meat behind my back. Does anyone have any advice, or has anyone dealt with their partner wanting to raise your kids vegan, not vegan, when you do? Thank you, Moose and Breezy. Okay, that came in from Kim. So she wants to raise her 7-year-old daughter vegan, and the husband says, or partner, absolutely not. But it doesn't sound from this message like they really gave their daughter a choice.
Right.
Is she old enough to make that choice for herself? 7? You guys tell me.
I mean, that's something that you need to guide your child into. That's not something they can really choose on their own because they don't know the options. They don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They eat what you feed them. So there's that.
I can see how this would go south real quick. If you got one, you both got to be on board.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking, when you have one parent trying to force veganism down their kid's throat, you have to be all in or nothing at all. You can't have one parent forcing you to live a lifestyle while the other parent is taking you to get a burger at McDonald's. How does that work? It's going to mess that kid up.
For sure. And it's going to be like, wait, what?
Here come the messages. Let's go to our girl, Elena. What's up, Elena? Thanks for texting in right now. This is why it's very important to make sure you and your partner are on the same page when it comes to lifestyle and wellness habits,
mm-hmm.
especially before a baby is involved. I refuse to deal with any man who isn't plant-based or at the very least already heavily considered it and wants to make that transition. Okay.
It's just hard because, like, I don't know how you, as a human who sounds like she's very passionate about this and believes in it wholeheartedly, can be with somebody who doesn't.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. It's like marrying someone who has a different political opinion as you. You're just canceling each other out.
Right. And, you know, like, you try so hard. Each individual wants so badly to be heard. But really, like Breezy said, you're just kind of canceling each other out. And it's always going to have. It's always going to be this argument. I have very, very close friends. Wife is Republican. The husband's Democrat.
That's my parents.
They don't see eye to eye at all when it comes to politics, but they make it work.
Yeah.
You know, they express how they're feeling. They don't throw glasses and dishware at each other.
I feel like it's hilarious because, like, my parents, same boat. And, like, also in this day and age, people are like, will not even look at somebody if they have a differing opinion than them.
Right. I know.
My parents got married 35 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're sharing a bed.
So strange. I've dated vegetarians and vegans and all of the things. Sure have.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass. I'll tell you that much.
Listen, I had an ex that was doing it to lose weight. And kind of like do a cleanse. She's like, I'm going vegan for 3 months. I went vegan with her for 3 months. I ate a lot of carbs.
Yeah. It's like everyone's like, oh, it's so much healthier. I'm like, is it? Like,
well,
I had a vegetarian ex. All she ate was mac and cheese and corn.
Yeah, I mean, you can, like, that's I found it. Out that Oreos are vegan. So when I was on set, I was shooting a film. Mm-hmm. That's when I was doing the vegan thing. And, you know, when you're on set, there's so much crafty and crap mm-hmm. that's not good for you. I'm like, don't you guys want us to look good? So here I am.
Classic.
They had all, like, meat and chicken wings and steak, and I'm stuffing my face with Oreos in the corner. Julia says, first off, it's both of your kid. So he has just as much say as you. Get over it. This vegan cult needs to end because it's making people crazy. Damn. Chris says,
the vegan cult.
This is not what you want. It's about what your daughter wants. She's 7, and yes, to answer Moose's question, she's old enough to make that decision for herself without you telling her that she has to. Ask your daughter what she wants.
This person says, my mom did the vegan thing for a while, and us kids got to pick every day. We got to choose between mom's meals or dad's meals every single night. It was nice to have options. This person says, your child is 7. Let her be a kid. You're only setting her up for confusion and failure.
Yeah.
You are separating your child from everything growing up. They have to pick and choose what they can and cannot eat at birthday parties, sleepovers, schools, etc. Let her be a kid and make her choices for herself when she's old enough. That's from Kels.
Well, you know what? I mean, we got Halloween in 10 days, and you know they're celebrating schools. It's going to be real difficult for her.
Some schools.
Some schools, but I mean, poor girl can't have a Reese's.
But that's the thing. Like,
by the way, I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but pumpkin Reese's, the Halloween Little Reese's peanut butter cups have 4 grams of protein, so have at it.
Oh, the little Reese's shaped in pumpkins?
Yes.
I love those. They just taste better. I don't know why.
So it's loaded with protein.
I know. So, you know, I agree.
If you need something after your workout, there you go.
Just let her make her own decisions when she's old enough to do so. Like this person says, there's options for kids. Mommy's meal, daddy's meal. Choose which one you like better.
We got a listener that says,
telling you right now, they're not reaching for the tofu.
No, they're not. No, no, no. Don't even bother. This is not going to work. Your daughter's just going to eventually rebel and eat whatever she wants. Yeah.
It can create very unhealthy eating patterns and habits. I'll tell you that much.
Like, I respect anybody that wants to have that lifestyle as vegan or vegetarian. I mean, you know, by all means, it is healthy. But when you start getting a 7-year-old involved, and then, like I said, you got two parents forcing this kid in opposite directions, there's no way this is going to end. This is going to end badly.
Yeah.
It really is.
For sure. So,
and everybody's saying you got to get on the same page with your husband. You guys got to be able to compromise because it is his kids too. You can't demand that your 7-year-old's going to be vegan while he's saying, well, does he have to give in? No, it doesn't sound like he's going to. But I do appreciate you reaching out, Kim, and sharing your message. I'm very interested to hear what happens with this. We think, I don't know how you feel about this, Breezy, but you should leave it up to your 7-year-old to decide what she wants.
150%.
She's old enough.
150%.
Get her that Happy Meal. Here's the take the meat off, just eat the
fries,
bread.
She's vegan.
That's right. You can only eat the fries. All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. Thanks for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. It's that time of the year where people start questioning one another's Halloween costumes, asking everyone the question, do you really think that's appropriate? But yeah, I mean, the answer is typically no.
Right. And we know that from the jump, but we're going to do it anyways.
People love to push the envelope this time of year. And who's joining us today?
We have our girl, Francesca.
Yes, Francesca's on the phone with us. Let's get her on. Francesca, are you there?
Hey, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Hi. Good morning.
I just want to say I love the show, and I feel like Breezy and I would be the best of friends.
Sure we would.
I have no reason.
Sure we would, Franny.
Not believe that. Yes, of course. How are you? So tell us what's going on.
I'm all right. I wanted to let you guys know just what's going on in my life and why my boyfriend and I we're at odds right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
That will happen in a relationship, but tell us why.
Yes. So my family every single year does like this huge Halloween, mostly for the kids in my family.
Okay.
And I have a ton of younger siblings and cousins, and everyone dresses up and everyone's super into it. It's very cute. So my boyfriend and I have been together almost a year, and this is actually the first time he's going to this big Halloween party. It's like our Christmas or something.
Got
it's a big deal.
Yeah. So, like, I like Halloween, right? I like it, but my boyfriend loves Halloween. He's so into it. He's been talking about our costume and what we're going to be since, like, August, and it's kind of intense.
Sure.
So 2 weeks ago, he texted me, and he's like, babe, I got our Halloween costumes. He tells me that he wants to dress up like a condom, and he wants me to dress up like a rapper, like the condom rapper.
Oh, right. Yes, a Trojan.
Right, the Trojan XL, of course.
Yeah.
So it's an XL, though, like, right, Francesca?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course.
Or a Magnum. We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, either one. But I just, like, gasped. I was, like, so taken aback when I read the message.
Of course.
And I wrote him back, and I'm like, you're joking, right? You're joking, because my family, all the kids, right?
Sure, all the kids, too.
He was not joking at all, and he got really upset and said that I was shooting down his creativity. And I just tried to explain that it wasn't, you know, it's just, like, not appropriate.
Sure.
And he ended up calling me a prude.
Oh!
And I'm like, okay, well, I need to know, am I in the wrong here? Or, you know, was my boyfriend just taking this too far?
He obviously doesn't get the vibes. He obviously doesn't get the vibes.
Is your parents going to be there?
Yeah.
Who do you think would
be there?
Who do you think would question this costume more? Your mom or your dad? Who?
Oh, my dad. 100%.
Really? Mm-hmm. Your dad wouldn't chuckle and be like, ah, he's a cool guy.
With 17 5-year-olds running around.
Yeah, he'd be like, this is my daughter, and he's met them before, but this is, like, the first time.
The big gathering.
It's just a big deal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see what the costume looks like. I mean, I don't have anything yet for Halloween.
Sounds like he's going to make it himself, so, I mean, props to him doing that, but also at the same time, let's find something that kids aren't going to be like, what are you wearing, Aunt Fanny?
Yeah.
And then you have to explain, well, when a boy and a girl love each other very much.
It's just, you know, I'm just thinking about the comfortability of this costume. Like, going as a giant rapper, is that easy to use the bathroom? Is that easy to sit down in?
I doubt it. I haven't even thought that far. I'm just like, no, we can't do that.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would have an issue with this costume if there was actual kids there. Because they're going to ask questions. What are you? What is he going to say? What is he going to tell him?
There's no other... You can't just be like, leftovers from dinner. I don't know. Like,
yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, obviously, he's pissed. And Halloween's this weekend, so you guys really got to figure this out.
I know. We don't have very much time.
I can only imagine him boycotting the whole thing.
Right. It's like all or nothing, right?
Right.
Oh, come on. He's not that petty, is he?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm also kind of like, oh, God, is this like my future?
Well, you know,
big Halloween guy.
You've been together a year. Yeah. Are you pretty certain this guy's probably the one?
Yeah, I am, which is why I'm kind of like, can we just make a good impression with my family? Just this one Halloween, can you just be like a dog or a, I don't know.
Power Ranger?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean,
what would you want to be?
Yeah, what do you want to go as?
I honestly don't. Well, okay, I do care. I really like Beetlejuice, and I feel like that's still fun and, like, relevant and a little like,
well, I mean, the
scary,
movie just came out.
Like, fun, but yeah, it's I don't know. That I would want to be like one of the characters from that.
Beetlejuice. Okay. Yeah. All right. I guess I can picture that. 585-252-9800. What do you guys think? Is this totally crossing the line?
Is Franny being a prude? Like her boyfriend's saying?
I can understand. Like, if it was an adult party, sure, you can go as a condom and a rapper. That's a good couple's costume. But there's going to be a few kids there. Unless they... It's not a big deal if the kids don't ask any questions.
What, are they going to be blindfolded the whole time?
I don't know. They're in their own world. You know what I mean? It's not like kids are paying attention half the time anyways. Or are they?
You always have that one pain in the ass kid. What are you? What does that mean?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
There's that one curious always. Kid, and I know exactly who it's going to be.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, why is your boyfriend wearing a Ziploc bag? It's a lot of questions to go around.
He's a ham sandwich.
All right, well, Francesca, we already have some texts coming in. We'll get to those, but keep us posted on what you guys decide to do. I'd love to see the
and
actual...
And we'll keep you posted on what people say of maybe some other suggestions you can be.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah,
thank
please
you.
Sit back and listen in. Thanks for taking the time to actually write us and come on the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Francesca. Have a great start to the week.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
The condom wrapper. Okay.
Anyone going as the Menendez brothers for Halloween?
Oh, God.
All right, let's get creative here for a second. This is just a whatever costume. It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be very difficult to squeeze out of that every time you got to use the restroom.
Right? What are you talking about?
Francesca? If she went out as a condom wrapper?
If she's just wearing like a trash bag.
Well, I'll take pictures.
A clear trash bag. It's like a dress, essentially.
No, that's not... I don't know. It's
like... Or she could just pee standing up. I don't know. Anyways, I'm not hating the idea. I don't think it's an appropriate setting by any means. And he seems pissed. He really does seem pissed.
Well, wouldn't you be if your significant other was shooting down your creativity?
Are you the boyfriend?
Just saying.
No. I think that, you know, there's time and place. And if they were going to, say, an adult Halloween party, great idea. Absolutely love it. This also, it's concerning to me that he's not worried about making a good impression on her family. Why is that?
Well, that's true too. I mean, listen,
wouldn't you want to make a good impression on your significant others? I mean, he's obviously met the family, they've been dating for a year, but like extended family, cousins, nieces, nephews, all of the things.
Yeah, I don't see this as being a huge deal. I mean, there's a million things you can dress up as. You don't have to dress up as a condom and have your significant other be the wrapper. It's like, you can be so creative. I like how he's thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
But for a family party, if there's going to be kids there, then I don't know. Whatever.
And
You can literally dress up as anything.
I can see where he would think it would be funny because they don't get it and they won't understand. But this person says, I'm dead. I would probably do it because I think it's hilarious. And I even have a 9-year-old daughter, but she's valid on how she's feeling. He should be understanding of that. She said she would still send it, even with her 9-year-old daughter present.
Yeah.
What? So... I think that that's something that you need to take into consideration. Are you okay? What's wrong?
No. I'm just trying to picture what this costume would look like. I think it's great. He's this guy's covered, comes in the house covered in saran wrap. Like, how do you make a condom? What does that look like?
You put a trash bag on.
No, it's not everything's a trash bag. It's got to be, maybe it's a tarp.
Well,
it's a clear tarp.
It's a clear trash bag. It's not. And you have to wear a full, skin colored bodysuit underneath. That's kind of the whole thing.
Top hat. Oh, sure. A little top hat.
Depends on how creative you really want to get with it.
Somebody texted in, this is highly inappropriate. And if he decides that he wants to wear that costume where there's going to be children and your parents, then he's not the one for you. All right. Abigail is pissed.
Not into it. I think if you take the good with the bad and you really see your partner for who they are, you will understand. Hey, they're super into Halloween. This is their Christmas. This is their Super Bowl. Figure out a way to compromise. Maybe you can be, I don't know, some other form of contraception. The morning after pill, plan B. I don't know.
What's that look like?
Something that's a little less exposed. Pill and a box. You can be a pill. I'll be the plan B box. Easy peasy.
You go with like a Tupperware container. That's orange because the spaghetti's been sitting in it for too long. And then wear a tie.
The other person.
You just wear a tie. He goes, Donald Trump.
Right.
Of course. I'm crushing it this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to say no on the Halloween costume. Are we a no on this one?
I say no, but I say find an alternative that works for both of you.
Right.
Because I don't want him to feel completely shut down and then be like, well, then I'm just not going,
right.
Period.
But also, I think the alternative to this costume is the plug in the outlet costume. You know what I mean? It's pretty much it's the same thing. She could dress up as the outlet. He could be the plug. There you go.
Still the sexual innuendos.
But none of the kids are going to ask questions. They know what that is. They're going to just look at it and be like, that's kind of a stupid costume.
Right.
The adults will get it, but the kids won't. There you go. We solved that one today. Case closed. By the way, I have not been to Spirit. I haven't been to Arlene's. I have not been to Party City. I don't know what's left. But I'm the guy that's going on October 30th to see what I can pick up.
I can't believe you're going in store. I'll just order something on Amazon. Easy peasy.
No, I got to try it on, Breeze. I got to try it on. All right, Francesca, thank you so much for the call. Let us know how that party goes.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. People turned in a total of 548 guns at Saturday's gun buyback program in Rochester, hosted by the New York State Attorney General's office. So they were basically convincing people, hey, we're going to give you cash if you bring back these guns, because community members are just trying to protect the community from gun violence. And what it is, I don't know if it was cash. They say it was in exchange for prepaid gift cards. And this was at the Church of Love Faith Center on Exchange Street. And the Attorney General's office says the goal is to protect community from gun violence. Here's how much people got for each type of gun. So if you brought back a semi-automatic rifle, that was worth $500. If you brought back a handgun, you were getting $250 back, $75 per rifle or shotgun, and then $25 per non-working replica antique homemade or 3D printed guns. Anyone bringing homemade or 3D printed guns was going to receive a total of $25, regardless of how many they turned in. But yes, they did get a handful of semi-automatics. Almost 550 guns off the streets is a win. So I'm thinking that this was definitely a success. I'm thinking the Attorney General's office definitely wants to do this again. And people, they got their prepaid gift cards for handing in those guns. And now they can basically live large. You know what I'm saying, Breeze?
Absolutely. Just live it up. Honestly, if you can have as many gift cards to Amazon for handing in guns, why not go grab that? Halloween's right around the corner. You need to buy your costume.
Yeah, so this prepaid gift card was given out to quite a large amount of people for bringing...
How many guns were there?
548.
We don't know exactly which kind they were.
No.
Well, I mean, 500 less guns on the streets.
Yeah, you got that right.
And out of the hands of people who don't know how to use them or will use them irresponsibly. So that's great.
I'm glad that it was a success over the weekend. And yes, they are looking to do this all over again. All right, guys, coming up on the show, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Send us your unpopular opinions and messages right now. If you need to get something off your chest this Monday morning, we'll get to your calls and texts coming up next on the show.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. All right, let's clear the air, shall we? 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to get something off your chest this morning. We do it every day on PXY Mornings. Christina is texting in. She says adults wearing overalls, You look like a toddler, and I do not respect you. There, I said it. All right, Christina.
Not me wearing overalls last week.
You know what? I will say, I kind of liked them.
I love them. Christina obviously just doesn't look good in them. And that's a personal thing that's happening with her.
I don't recommend wearing them on a first date unless you're obviously trying to tell them, don't touch me.
It's the overalls and the chastity belt. I'm so sick and tired of people saying that hot chocolate is a kid's drink. There, I said it.
It's not.
Like, everyone's like, oh,
what's a good what's a good alcohol to mix with hot chocolate? I'm not talking about like
Bailey's or
no. I'm not talking about like Kahlua or stuff like that. Would you? I could put vodka in hot chocolate,
maybe
with a little bit of milk,
like a peppermint vodka.
Our intern was sucking down some hot chocolate this morning.
Is there booze in that?
Because she didn't know how to make hot. She didn't know how to make coffee. You can't make a hot pot of coffee. That as an intern, it's bad.
Claire would never. Claire would just DoorDash it.
Yeah. I know. Gosh. Oh, intern Claire? Yeah. She never. Yeah, it's on its way.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be caught dead.
I'll be
dead.
Right back. Leaves for 3 hours.
She wouldn't be caught.
Claire, you missed the whole show.
Dead with a coffee filter.
Oh, my gosh. This person says, friendships are the best when both people are active in each other's lives. There, I said it.
True that, true
this
that.
Feels like a shot at a different friend, but that's a story for another time. You do you.
That's what people do, man. They call each other out on the show. Let's go to Andy. If you guys are just tuning in, Breezy and I were doing There I Said It. We're just, you know, just a bunch of unpopular opinions in the rock. Andy says the fact that you can now pay for a subscription service to help you manage your subscription services shows that real life has gone beyond parody and straight into turd town.
It's definitely. Why do I have Albert on my phone? Why do I have Rocket Money on my phone? Yeah. Why do I have all the? I have never even used all of this, but that's okay. The girl who comes up to you on the street, if you could tell me how many subscriptions you're paying for right now, I'll give you $100. Nobody ever can do it. Ever.
I know what I'm paying for. I deleted a couple of my subscriptions.
Would you delete?
HBO Max.
No more Chimp Crazy.
No. And then, you know, my buddy Dave was like, you're Verizon wireless customer. So through Verizon, if you go to the app, they're offering like HBO for $5 a month. I'm like, really?
For the first month.
Yeah, probably.
Then it goes back up to 40.
I got to look into that.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of perks out there that we don't know about. People don't want us to know about it.
There's a ton of perks out there, and I'm all about them.
This person says, Phoebe is the worst of the group in Friends. There, I said it. Oh, my God.
She was my least favorite. So whoever wrote that, I'm gonna agree. Apparently, this is a middle-aged man who's texting in because somebody just wrote, please stop mocking middle-aged men who you see going through a midlife crisis. It's usually a sign we've finally woken up to the fact that we've got one life to live, time is running out, and we need to try new things we've always wanted to try. There, I said it. And well, good on you, man. Good on you.
Period.
Who?
I can't wait for Christmas. There, I said it.
I don't understand why all of a sudden you're in your Christmas vibes. Because anytime
I want my dash cam.
Anytime I bring it up, you tell me to stop.
I want my dash cam.
You can go and buy it today if you wanted it.
I can't afford it.
Yeah, see, priorities.
Oh my gosh.
Ricky says the Bills are without a doubt going to be 2025 Super Bowl champions.
So last night, or yesterday afternoon, I guess I should say, the Bills got the dub. Now they're 5-2. We love that record. The Tennessee Titans not looking good. They're 1-5, so it's a tough scene.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what. The Bills, anyone who watched the game yesterday, they weren't off to a great start. But they turned it around.
Turn that frown upside down. Hannah, do you have an unpopular opinion for us?
Head on over there, Hannah.
Come over here. We have to all share mics here.
Let's make it a good one this morning. What do you got?
I hate when people get mad at me for not responding to their Instagram reels. I'm never going to watch them. You send me too many.
Oh, that's That's Breezy.
Yeah, that. Well, I'm done sending her some. I'm always like, Hannah, let's do this one. She ghosts me. I'm like, okay.
All right. That sounds really great.
What are we paying you for?
I think mine for today is you got to stop paying attention to the number on the scale, you guys. It's all about how well your clothes fit.
Yeah, that is true.
Don't let a number determine your happiness. There, I said it.
It's so true.
I don't care what that scale says.
Although you did just lose like 20 pounds, didn't you?
I don't know. I refuse to look.
When was it last year? Was it some holiday gathering that they made you step on the scale, or was that just a dinner?
No, we were just at a dinner for my aunt and uncles, and my cousin looked at me and goes, wow, you look fat. He goes, come into the bathroom. We're going to weigh you right now. In the middle of dinner. I was like, all right.
Are we coming up on a year, or was that like 6 months ago?
No, it hasn't been a year yet.
I honestly want to do a redo.
I honestly, Breezy, don't know.
I can't remember either.
Here's how off I was. I said, I already know how much I weigh. I'm 185. That's where I'm at. And the scale said 215. That's how off I was. That was the heaviest I've ever been in my life. 215, you guys. Now, granted, did I just eat a bunch of pasta and bread? Yeah.
Of course.
But still, it was eye-opening.
That was jarring. That 30 pounds was jarring.
It was eye-opening. And so since then, if I had to guess right now, I don't know. Do we have a scale somewhere in the building?
I can bring one in tomorrow.
If you could, I'd like to weigh myself live on the air.
Maybe 200?
I hope so. I'm still 215.
Let's do that tomorrow. I'll bring my scale in. There's no way
I'm that heavy. You know what they say, Hannah. Muscle weighs more than fat.
He goes to the gym once a month.
Hi, guys. My son Luke wanted me to text in for him this morning. His vampires hating garlic is a rumor spread by vampires to make people taste better. Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
How was Vampires and Vixens with Dennis Rodman?
How was it? Anyone? We got to ask our listeners on one of the tickets.
He goes, anyone go? We gave away like 17 pairs. Like, anyone in this city go? Well, I hope so. We gave away a handful of tickets.
We gave away a lot of tickets for that show.
Oh,
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, that's the start of the week for all of this. And the opinions are just going to get spicier and spicier as the week goes on.
I know. We got a text coming in from Big Ed right now, but I'm not going to read it because, like Breezy said, he's the most toxic man in all of Rochester, New York.
Period.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Everything. You went yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Well, we were across, you see those huge hills across from Bristol. We're lost in there. This was supposed to be a 2-mile hike. And it turned into 9 miles. That's how long we got lost.
Did you have your watch on?
We synced our watches.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, we have no service on our phones. 2 miles is up. And he goes, what direction do you want to go in? You want to keep walking up or go left?
I don't know.
How do I know, dude?
I didn't even know we were walking uphill.
I was like, I don't know where we are. He goes, all right, let's just keep going. Well, we keep walking. An hour goes by. Then another hour goes by. And I was upset at first because before we got there, I asked him, I was like, I haven't had any water. I haven't had anything to eat. I'm very lightheaded because I'm just coming off.
And it was hot on Saturday.
It was warm.
And you're wearing jeans. Did you wear long sleeve because of the...
I have a hoodie on.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thirsty and I'm hungry and I'm just getting over a cold. So right now, I'm basically...
You're in bad health.
I'm not prepared for this.
No.
But I'm like, you know, let's suck it up. Let's push
You're an outdoorsman.
I'm like, it's only 2 miles. Guys, 2 miles turned into 9 miles. I was like, we took a wrong turn. We didn't see one person for hours. For hours. And I'm walking through there, and he always carries his gun on him. It's fully loaded.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Dave, this is it. We got to end it. We're never getting out of here. God. He goes, well, by my calculations, we're probably a half hour from the car, so we might not have to take ourselves out. I'm like, we got no phones. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I was like, we got to get out of here. I have dinner at 5:30. By the time I get home, Breezy, from 10 a.m. that morning, it's almost 4 o'clock. It's about 4 o'clock.
No. No.
2 miles turned into 9. I had no idea
where we were. Not to mention you're in Bristol and you have to be in Greece.
Yeah.
Like, What?
I got to go home, shower, change. It was an absolute nightmare. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I panicked. I got a little scared.
Of course you did.
I got a little
scared. There's no way you would have made it out there. No way.
I'm glad.
Did you bring food?
Nothing. He had one granola bar in his backpack, and it expired 5 years ago.
Well, who cares? It's still good.
I'm like, you brought one Nutri-Grain bar, and there's two of us? He goes, well, I always had it for emergencies, just in case I might need to pull it out. But I didn't realize it was 5 years old. I was like, we're not prepared at all.
Oh, my God.
And all I wanted, I don't know why, I just wanted a beer. I didn't even want water. I was just craving a beer.
What was your last drink?
My last drink. Was my last
drink. Did you had to lock, stock, and barrel? No time.
What is it?
Lock, stock, and barrel is right down. It's the restaurant, literally the only restaurant on that strip.
Stopped right there for Coors Light right
after.
Did
you?
I've never been in that place, and I got to tell you, I loved it.
Good vibes. Great wings.
He got wings. I'm like, I'm definitely going to be late for dinner now.
Yeah.
I got to try the wings. But that place was so cool, and I was just so excited to make it out of the woods.
Yeah.
And get something to drink and something to eat.
You kissed the car.
20,000 steps later.
That is intense. And honestly, like, I think...
I was a little pissed at him.
I think the hiking career ends here.
I told him, I said, this was very reckless on your part. You didn't plan ahead. You brought no food. You brought no water.
No. Nope.
He goes, neither did you. I said, you said this was going to be a mile to 2 miles. This turned into
You said we were walking the canal.
This was an all day... I was like, listen...
Was his wife like, where are you guys?
She had tried calling. There was a missed call from her. She tried calling in. She was getting her hair done. She's like, you have a dog at home that you need to let out. He's like, well, you're definitely going to get home before I am. So you're going to have to take care of that.
Oh, my God.
And here I am. I'm all about the outdoors. I've never gone camping in my life. My family, we didn't grow up camping.
No.
I grew up with a father who's an immigrant from Italy. He was like,
I've been camping for years.
I worked my ass off to build a home for you. You want to go sleep outside? Go sleep outside.
Go sleep outside.
We didn't camp. It's something I've never done.
The biggest camping adventure I ever did was I pitched a tent in the garage. I hooked up the DVD player. I was watching things out there. I was like, I'm camping. Camping. Come on. I had a VCR. With a TV in my tent.
You weren't camping at all. We all, for whatever reason, just want to sleep in a tent.
I know.
You know?
I know.
All those years I lived in LA, a part of me was a little bit envious of all those homeless people in those tents on the sidewalk.
You're like, what is it like? Can I shadow you for a day?
That had, for whatever reason, had TVs that were playing. Yes. And where's this electricity coming from?
That was me. Small generator. I mean, you know a thing or two about the small generator, so.
Yeah, I sure do.
I'm happy you made it out. I mean, definitely 1010 wouldn't recommend doing that again.
Yeah, Stead Hill, right there in Bristol, right across from Bristol Mountain. It was scary in there, you guys, but I made it back alive. Kiss the ground you walk on.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Another episode of Moosterpiece Theater. And this month has been a lot of fun because, you know, it's Halloween and
spooky.
We've been really getting after it with the horror films.
Last week we did it. The week before we did Black Phone. Didn't we do Human Centipede? Oh, that was a different thing. We did do Human Centipede, but for a different reason.
That was Friday.
Been getting after it.
So I picked a movie Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out a scene from this iconic film. And then you'll go home, you'll watch this film tonight for Breezy's big movie review tomorrow.
Yes.
585-252 if you know the name of the film. But this is a classic one. It's from 1996. But for whatever reason, it's one of those films that it's still so popular with so many generations even today.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot
of stuff that's been done with it. That's why.
Yeah, that's true too. So in today's scene... the reason why I think this movie is so stupid is because nobody does this anymore. You're right. Very, very nonchalant, very casual right now. And let's just basically say you're taking
ditzy.
A phone call. Yeah,
ditzy.
You're a ditzy blonde.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me set the tone to this. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm pretty good with this.
Did you look over the script?
Yeah, but I've also done this a million times, so.
Done what? Mooster piece?
No. Like, this actual scene, like, I've either watched it, performed it, seen it. I know it like the back of my hand.
But to understand the whole thing, you have to watch the movie start to finish, and you'll do that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Lights, camera, action, and take it away, Breezy.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You're making popcorn?
Yes, I am.
I only eat popcorn in the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
Do you like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name, pretty girl.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I said I want to know who I'm talking to.
Look, I have to go.
Don't you dare hang up on me. I thought we were going to go out.
What? No, I have to go. I don't know you. Stop calling me.
I said don't hang up on me.
Who is this? You're scaring me. I told you I can't talk. I'm making popcorn. Leave me alone.
Cut. Yeah. Crushed it.
Crushed it. I love popcorn.
Intern Hannah, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that performance?
Honestly, like 8.
Yes!
18. We'll take 18.
Yeah, 18 for sure. Sorry, we just can't hear you over the non-microphone that you have in front of you. That's fine. We're just a radio station. No worries. No need. Absolutely no need whatsoever. Okay, so this movie is iconic. It's stunning. It's been remade 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times over. And you know it. 585-252-9800. What is the name of that movie? This person says, is it Princess Diaries 3? Yeah, no, right. I'm so sorry.
Somebody actually had a good guess. They're like, Scary Movie 2. No, but very close.
No.
Unfortunately not. Oh, by the way, last night I watched Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Which one? There's like 17.
The original. They're all like camp. And I'm like, God, the acting was horrendous.
Yeah.
The acting was horrendous. I mean, when you take an axe to somebody's face, usually they have a bigger reaction than, no, please.
No, wait. Hold
like you're going to bargain with them? I think the axe is already through your head.
I know. It's
we do have a couple of winners here. Yes, you guys are right. It is the original Scream.
Woo! Pamela Anderson.
No, Pamela Anderson was not in Scream.
Pamela Anderson was in Scary Movie.
I think the original.
They redid it, yes.
Yeah. So, Breezy, this is from 1996. And for the most part, it's a classic. A year after the murder of her mother, a teenage girl is terrorized by a mass killer who targets her and her friends by using scary movies as part of a deadly game. This, by the way, that whole scene was ridiculous because if somebody called you on the phone today with that type of voice,
first of all, I wouldn't answer.
You're going to continue to just have a conversation?
Send them a voicemail, and then my voicemail box would be full, so.
Nobody's doing it. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just making pop today.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Well, we were across, you see those huge hills across from Bristol. We're lost in there. This was supposed to be a 2-mile hike, and it turned into 9 miles. That's how long we got lost.
Did you have your watch on?
We synced our watches.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, we have no service on our phones. 2 miles is up. And he goes, what direction do you want to go in? You want to keep walking up or go left?
I don't know.
How do I know, dude?
I didn't even know we were walking uphill.
I was like, I don't know where we are. He goes, all right, let's just keep going. Well, we keep walking. An hour goes by. Then another hour goes by. And I was upset at first because before we got there, I asked him. I was like, I haven't had any water. I haven't had anything to eat. I'm very lightheaded because I'm just coming
and
off.
And it was hot on Saturday.
It was
warm. And you're wearing jeans. Did you wear a long sleeve because of the...
I have a hoodie on.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thirsty, and I'm hungry, and I'm just getting over a cold. So right now, I'm basically...
You're in bad health.
I'm not prepared for this.
No.
But I'm like, you know, let's suck it up. Let's push
you're
through.
You're an outdoorsman.
I'm like, it's only 2 miles. Guys, 2 miles turned into 9 miles. I was like, we took a wrong turn. We didn't see one person for hours. For hours. And I'm walking through there, and he always carries his gun on him. It's fully loaded.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Dave, this is it. We got to end it. We're never getting out of here. God. He goes, well, by my calculations, we're probably a half hour from the car, so we might not have to take ourselves out. I'm like, we got no phones. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I was like, we got to get out of here. I have dinner at 5:30. By the time I get home, Breezy, from 10 a.m. that morning, it's almost 4 o'clock. It's about 4 o'clock.
No. No.
2 miles turned into 9. I had no idea.
Not to mention you're in Bristol and you have to be in Greece.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I got to go home, shower, change. It was an absolute nightmare. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I panicked. I got a little scared.
Of course you did.
I got a little
scared. There's no way you would have made it out there. No way.
I'm glad.
Did you bring food?
Nothing. He had one granola bar in his backpack and it expired 5 years ago.
Well, who cares? It's still good.
I'm like, you brought one Nutri-Grain bar and there's two of us? He goes, well, I always had it for emergencies just in case I might need to pull it out. But I didn't realize it was 5 years old. I was like, we're not prepared at all.
Oh my God.
And all I wanted, I don't know why, I just wanted a beer. I didn't even want water. I was just craving a beer.
What was your last drink?
For my last drink. Was my last
did drink. You had the Lock, Stock, and Barrel out? No time.
What
no,
is it?
Lock, Stock, and Barrel is right down. It's the restaurant, literally the only restaurant on that strip.
Stopped right there for Coors Light right
did
after.
Did you?
I've never been in that place, and I got to tell you, I loved it.
Good vibes. Great wings. Great wings.
He got Oof. Wings. I'm like, I'm definitely going to be late for dinner now.
Yeah.
I got to try the wings. But that place was so cool, and I was just so excited to make it out of the woods.
Yeah.
And get something to drink and something to eat.
You kissed the car.
20,000 steps later.
That is intense. And honestly, like, I think.
I was a little pissed at him.
I think the hiking career ends here.
I told him, I said, this was very reckless on your part. You didn't plan ahead. You brought no food. You brought no water.
No. Nope.
He goes, neither did you. I said, you said this was going to be a mile to 2 miles. This turned into
You said we were walking the canal.
This was an all day. I was like, listen.
Was his wife like, where are you guys?
She had tried calling. There was a missed call from her. She tried calling in. She was getting her hair done. She's like, you have a dog at home that you need to let out. He's like, well, you're definitely going to get home before I am. So you're going to have to take care of that.
Oh, my God.
And here I am. I'm all about the outdoors. I've never gone camping in my life. My family, we didn't grow up camping.
No.
I grew up with a father who's an immigrant from Italy. He was like,
I've been camping for years. I
worked
I don't
my
need to do
ass
this.
Off to buy a build a home for you. You want to go sleep outside? Go sleep outside.
Go sleep outside.
We didn't camp. It's something I've never done.
The biggest camping adventure I ever did was I pitched a tent in the garage. I hooked up the DVD player. I was watching things out there. I was like, I'm camping. Camping. Come on. I had a VCR. With a TV in my tent.
You weren't camping at all. We all, for whatever reason, just want to sleep in a tent.
I know.
You know?
I know.
All those years I lived in LA, a part of me was a little bit envious of all those homeless people in those tents on the sidewalk.
You're like, what is it like? Can I shadow you for a day?
That had, for whatever reason, had TVs that were playing. Yes. And where's this electricity coming
from? That was
from?
Me. Small generator. I mean, you know a thing or two about the small generator, so.
Yeah, I sure do.
I'm happy you made it out. I mean, definitely 1010 wouldn't recommend doing that again.
Yeah, Stid Hill, right there in Bristol, right across from Bristol Mountain. It was scary in there, you guys, but I made it back alive. Kiss the ground you walk on.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Another episode of Moosterpiece Theater. And this month has been a lot of fun because, you know, it's Halloween and
spooky.
We've been really getting after it with the horror films.
Last week we did It. The week before we did Black Phone. Didn't we do Human Centipede? Oh, that was a different thing. We did do Human Centipede, but for a different reason.
That was
just
Friday.
Been getting after it.
So I picked a movie Breezy's never seen. We're going to act out a scene from this iconic film. And then you'll go home, you'll watch this film tonight for Breezy's big movie review tomorrow.
Yes.
585-252 if you know the name of the film. But this is a classic one. It's from 1996. But for whatever reason, it's one of those films that it's still so popular with so many generations even today.
Uh-huh.
So there's
a lot of stuff that's been done with it. That's why.
Yeah, that's true too. So in today's scene, the reason why I think this movie is so stupid is because nobody does this anymore. You're right. Very, very nonchalant, very casual right now. And let's just basically say you're taking
ditzy.
A phone call. Yeah,
ditzy.
You're a ditzy blonde.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me set the tone to this. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm pretty good with this.
Did you look over the script?
Yeah, but I've also done this a million times, so.
Done what? Moosterpiece?
No. Like, this actual scene, like, I've either watched it, performed it, seen it. I know it like the back of my hand.
But to understand the whole thing, you have to watch the movie
mm-hmm.
start to finish, and you'll do that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Lights, camera, action, and take it away, Breezy.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You're making popcorn?
Yes, I am.
I only eat popcorn in the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
Do you like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name, pretty girl.
Why do you want to know my name?
Because I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I said I want to know who I'm talking to.
Look, I have to go.
Don't you dare hang up on me. I thought we were going to go out.
What? No, I have to go. I don't know you. Stop calling me.
I said don't hang up on me.
Who is this? You're scaring me. I told you I can't talk. I'm making popcorn. Leave me alone.
Cut. Yeah. Crushed it.
Crushed it. I love popcorn.
Intern Hannah, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that performance?
Honestly, like 8.
Yes.
18. We'll take 18.
Yeah, 18 for sure. Sorry, we just can't hear you over the non-microphone that you have in front of you. That's fine. We're just a radio station. No worries. No need. Absolutely no need whatsoever. Okay, so this movie is iconic. It's stunning. It's been remade 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 times over, and you know it. 585-252-9800. What is the name of that movie? This person says, is it Princess Diaries 3? Yeah, no, right. I'm so sorry.
Somebody actually had a good guess. They're like, Scary Movie 2. No, but very close.
No.
Unfortunately, not. Oh, by the way, last night I watched Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Which one? There's like 17.
The original. They're all like camp. And I'm like, God, the acting was horrendous.
Yeah.
The acting was horrendous. I mean, when you take an axe to somebody's face, usually they have a bigger reaction than, no, please.
No, wait.
Like you're going to bargain with them? I think the axe is already through your head.
I know. It's
we do have a couple of winners here. Yes, you guys are right. It is the original Scream.
Pamela Anderson?
No, Pamela Anderson was not in Scream.
Pamela Anderson was in Scary Movie.
I think the original.
They redid it, yes.
Yeah. So, Breezy, this is from 1996. And for the most part, it's a classic. A year after the murder of her mother, a teenage girl is terrorized by a mass killer who targets her and her friends by using scary movies as part of a deadly game. This, by the way, that whole scene was ridiculous because if somebody called you on the phone today with that type of voice,
first of all, I wouldn't answer.
You're going to continue to just have a conversation?
Send them a voicemail, and then my voicemail box would be full, so.
Nobody's doing it. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just making popcorn.
Yes, cooking some popcorn.
You going to watch a movie?
Mm-hmm. I said, you want to watch shows? I'm going to watch a video. Oh, my God, please.
The VHS.
Please.
I don't know about you guys, but this time of the year when I was younger than I am now, Blockbuster, that's where it was at. You missed out, Hannah.
So I was driving in Farmington yesterday, 2 days ago, and they still have the sign of the movie gallery on that building that used to be.
Yeah.
Throwback!
I mean, the old Blockbuster in Greece is now a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there on Saturday, and I'm like, this is...
They're like, will you show me to your horror section? They're like, sir, this is a liquor store.
This was awesome. All right, so go home, Breezy. You're going to watch the whole movie Scream tonight from 1996. And we'll review it tomorrow morning on PXY for Breezy's Big Movie Review.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. We have our intern Hannah in the studio with us this morning. And we got into a conversation. We wanted to ask this question. Are people who are extremely cheap in life capable of being a good friend? Well,
just having meaningful friendships in general or
relationships.
Yeah, because I feel like people who are extremely cheap only see money and cost over anything else. That's all they can really focus on. Well, I'm not spending money on that. I'm not doing that. No, I only got this. And that trumps everything else in their life. And I think that it's hard to be friends with somebody like that because they don't really care about you or the times you share. They just care about how much it's going to cost them out of their pocket.
Yeah, and I think it's true what they say. As you get older, your friend group gets smaller.
For reasons like this and so many other reasons as well. We were talking to our intern Hannah off the air, who is stunning, gorgeous, iconic, beautiful. And we just posted a video with her on our Instagram. Go check that out with our girl Chaperone. But I think that it's hard because when you're in college, money is probably one of the biggest issues because you don't have any money. You know what I mean?
But then, Hannah, jump on that mic because I want to ask you, there's always those people in college that you're close with that is broke, kind of like, you know, all of us were. You're 21. You're not that established. You don't have a career just yet. But you also have those people who have more money than God.
Yes, I think my issue with cheap friends are the cheap friends that have so much money.
Or their parents give them money.
Their parents give them so much money and they make you feel bad about spending your own money. They won't spend any of theirs. They just have no empathy.
Why do you think that they make you spend your own money? Like, God forbid you ask them for $5.
I honestly don't know because I'm always like willing to pay for people or like,
sure,
I owe you, you owe me, like I'll get you back.
It comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
Because the friends that I no longer have are the ones back in the day where
it didn't come out in the wash.
If God forbid you go out to dinner with them, they want every down to the cent.
Yeah.
Well, I got a soda and you got a beer, so I should only pay $5 less. And it's just, it's too much.
I don't hang with those type of people.
No, they suck. Too much. They're too much. Venmo me like 50 cents. I'm not doing that.
It's $14.52. I'll just send you 14 or I'll just send you 15. You know what I mean? And I think one of the issues is like I'm a very lenient person, and we've had this conversation about some of my friends. I'm a very lenient person and I believe things come out in the wash. And then when I have people Venmo requesting me down to the cent, I'm like, I don't know if you're for me.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it comes down to. I don't know. Because those people, those are the ones I don't want to be friends with.
How can you have a genuine friendship with someone if all they're worried about is how much you owe them or how much they owe you or all of that stuff. Like, it's just disingenuous because I'm not your friend because of how much money you do or do not have. I'm your friend because I enjoy you. But how I quickly stop enjoying you is when you're badgering me and pestering me for the 52 cents that I owe you because I only Venmo'd you this much. And listen, I'm cheap, but I'm not like stingy. You know what I mean?
I'm a big believer. If you owe somebody money, I don't care if they're family, they're friends, you better pay them up without having them ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But as far as what we're talking about here, have you ever gotten into a conversation with your friends that are like this or anyone in the group? Has it caused any fights?
Yes. It just caused a fight like yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. I've been dying to talk about this somewhere. It's perfect. We were talking.